Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles, rolling and recording on this here Thursday. What's today? The 16th. Hope you're all staying sane, safe, and sanitary. I don't know where you folks are in the country or in the world, but in California, things are actually getting worse. The cases are rising, so please, regardless of what you may believe, the extent of this is, please stay safe. What I want to talk about today is, well, it's kind of two things. The first part is, please own what you do or have done. And then the second part is, don't look only for the obvious. And I'll tell you what I mean. I've met a lot of people, and I'm in my mid-40s, so I remember when I watched the very first Ultimate Fighting Championship, it was only $14.95. And considering now it's 70 and some change, we see how far we've come in 25 plus years. Whatever, right? So here's the dealio. A lot of people watching the propaganda of the Gracies were led to believe, and the marketing spoke to such, that somebody with 6 months of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu training could easily defeat someone who's been studying another traditional art for 20 years. Now, in some cases, that's true. Some people went to some schools where the focus was not self-defense. And I personally find that to be unfortunate. But let's look at things this way. The things that you gain from martial arts training, any martial arts training, aren't always as apparent as you think they are. So I say own what you do. For example, I pick on Taekwondo a lot, not because I have any dislike of Taekwondo as a style. As a matter of fact, I've seen it as practiced in Korea. It's very different. So I use Taekwondo most often because it's probably the most popular art in the United States and hence the most watered down, right? So, heck, I can go Kenpo. It's not the most watered down yet, but it's terrible in most schools. So let's say Taekwondo, just for the sake of argument. A person may achieve a black belt. And in that time, I'm going to assume even if it's not a lot more than that, they are reasonably fit at that point, and they're skilled in kicking. That's a fair enough assumption, right? Safe assumption. Now, a lot of people who did Taekwondo said, forget this, they went to Gracie Jiu-Jitsu and pretended like they never did Taekwondo. Now, for the most part, I assume that if you do something for a number of years, you probably do it because at least to some degree, you enjoy it. You meet some friends there, you have a community, you have people that want to talk about Pumsei. Excuse me if I pronounced that wrong. Maybe Pumsei, I'm not sure. Different things that happen in the dojang, your combination kicks. You had a good time, and you were with people who you could speak to about that thing. There's something to enjoy in that. And you may not realize that even though jiu-jitsu, for example, or wrestling or sambo is totally different in terms of approach from taekwondo, there's certainly a kinetic awareness that you enjoy when you have skill in certain kinds of kicking, right? You know your body better. And I don't know why anybody wouldn't acknowledge that they did Taekwondo, for example, just because they've moved on to something else. You may say, hey, you know what? I did Taekwondo, and I may not have learned a lot of stuff, but it's helped me when I'm developing my sweeps because I know how to use my hips and my legs and all this kind of stuff. People, I want you to own what you do, okay? Please own it. People have said to me, oh, well, you do Kenpo, but, you know, you really do something else. No, I don't. I'm a Kenpo stylist. I've learned some other things later because I've worked out with some friends that do it, but in no way, shape, or form do I do anything other than own Kenpo. I've been grappling with my cousin and some high-ranked jiu-jitsu black belts and brown belts since 1998. Do I consider myself a jiu-jitsuka? Nope. Not at all. I can foot sweep and throw you on your head with some of the best of them, because I've worked with judo players and black belts and sambis and stuff. Do I consider myself one of them? No. I'm a kempo guy that happens to know other stuff. I'm saying own what you do, people. Just own what you do. And to that point, it makes me laugh because some people don't see how their previous training has contributed to success in other things. I knew a guy who did Aikido, and he told me that Aikido was useless until he started doing jiu-jitsu and realized how open most jiu-jitsu players are to wrist locks, because the sporter versions don't include it in their usual training. And I know there's the Freds and Pashals of the world and the whole, that whole squad. I think it's, I can't remember who their trainer was. But anyway, they wrist lock people all the time. The issue with the training that he had received was that he hadn't learned to isolate the body before he applied some of the locks. Jiu-jitsu was all about body control. So you have to isolate a limb before you can attack it. And once he learned how to isolate the limb, he started wrist locking the heck out of people to the point where they said he couldn't do it anymore in class because they felt like it was a cheap move. Cheap means I don't know how to stop it, right? So rather than say, oh yeah, I actually learned this in Aikido, he downplayed that as if somehow his Aikido training was something to be ashamed of. If you apply any martial art with a self-defense mindset, you'll come to some real serious conclusions, especially in Aikido, which is people aren't ready for foot sweeps. I've swept a bunch of people all the time with transitional stances, and it's the same idea as a foot sweep, but people just aren't prepared for it. That's why I'm shocked that more people in the mixed martial arts world, for example, they study jiu-jitsu for the ground fighting, but they don't study wrestling, or not even wrestling. They don't study judo with a no-gi approach, because wrestling is often very similar to judo, or judo, or actually judo contains all the techniques of wrestling. The sport of judo does not. But the thing is that what's crazy is that wrestlers, because their primary idea is the pin, their approach to it is different. So their first inclination may be double leg, and then single leg, then high crotch, or whatever the case may be. Whereas judo, the good old-fashioned way, they favor the big throws, yes, but they're also extremely skilled in the foot sweeps to set up those throws. So it would behoove many, many people to study what I would call no-gi judo, not because they won't come to the same answers as a lot of Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestlers, but because they'll maintain and maybe attain a fluency in foot sweeping techniques that maybe they didn't have before. And that's a big thing. Sometimes, especially in the self-defense arena, you don't want to harm a person. So if they know if drunk Uncle Bob is messing around, I don't want to punch him in the face. I may not even want to hit him with the high amplitude throw, because ogoshi, for someone who's unprepared, out of shape, and unskilled, can be extremely damaging. So you use a foot sweep to sit that person down, you pin them to the floor and say, hey, be cool, stop playing. This isn't funny, this isn't a game, so on and so forth. So own what you do, people. The whole point of this is, like, you can learn whatever skills you want to learn. Who am I to try to tell you what to learn? But if you've learned certain skills and then you move to another art which you deign to be more realistic or more practical, don't act like the skills from your first art can't contribute to your skills in the second, third, fourth, however many you see after that. Because it can transfer nicely. You just have to be willing to look and keep your mind open and your eyes open, right? I sparred many boxers, lots of times. And they told me that I didn't fight like a karate stylist. And I'm thinking, I don't know exactly what you think that means, but I'm from Southeast San Diego, and I've seen enough people that stood there still get snatched off the ground and dumped on their head to know that you better move your dadgum feet. That's what I know. Okay? So, along those lines, I ask people to own what they do because there's value in it. Even if it doesn't make you into a significantly skilled self-defense practitioner, if you just enjoyed it, enjoy the fact that you enjoyed it. Leave it at that. Sometimes you have to do something for its intrinsic value. If you don't know what intrinsic means, look it up in Google or a dictionary if you remember what those are. And I think that's all I got for today, folks. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Let you know that I've been a bit slack in the in my podcasting. I won't let that happen again. So, on that note, check me out at martialartsoakland.com. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter under Thomas Kempo Karate. But by far, the most important thing is please be kind to yourselves and each other.